BFBS.
This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Now.
Jim Gellatley meets Frank Turner.
People are just gonna hate you, no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone's sh-
From the new album Undefeated, that is Frank Turner, and Do One is Jim Gellatley on BFBS The Forces Station, and joined by the man himself. Hi, Frank.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You know, that's a cracking opening track for the record. An obvious one for you to get the ball rolling. I know it was one of the later tracks that you wrote.
Yeah, in fact, it was the last track I wrote for the record. And there was a sense, this is a thing that's happened a couple of times to me in recent years that's sort of weirdly useful, is I start talking about the album before I finish writing it. And then I suddenly kind of look at the material I have and the rhetoric that I've got around the record. And I realize there's another song that I need to write to make the one match up with the other. So I put it together. It's kind of a manifesto, if you like, for the record. You know, it sort of it states my case, and it's not a concept album, but it sort of broadly covers what the record's about and why it's called Undefeated.
We'll chat more about the new record, but I'm also going to get you to select some songs from other artists. And let's go right back, first of all. Maybe one that was important to you growing up?
Yeah, I mean, so if I was being 100% honest, I'd pick an Iron Maiden song because they were my first love. But I think in a way, a more important band, I'm sorry, Iron Maiden, I didn't just say that, a more important band in my kind of personal musical development would be Nirvana. I'm of the age. I was 12 when Kurt Cobain died, and I took it quite personally. And I liked Nevermind, but In Utero was such an important record for me because it sounded like a band playing in a room, and I was in a band playing in a room at the time. And it, you know, if you're listening to well-produced records, you can't really do a version of that. But we could do a version of the songs of In Utero. So I've picked the song Very Ape, which is an absolute banger from In Utero by Nirvana.
Ten ass, someone.
That's very it from Nirvana on BFPS, The Forces Station. Frank Turner, my guest, and one of my favourite tracks on the new Frank Turner album, Undefeated, is one called Ceasefire. Nothing to do with the military conflict, but more about, I don't know, addressing your younger self. What's behind this one?
Well, so there was a moment in time when the record was possibly going to be almost like a concept album of a conversation between me now and me when I was 15. And, you know, when I was 15, I was very black and white about the world. My ideals were box fresh and still wrapped in their cellophane and all that kind of thing. And I sort of have kind of like hypothetical arguments with that kid quite a lot of the time, because from another angle, that kid was quite a sort of unhappy, damaged kid. And, you know, I kind of see where he's coming from, but I also kind of want to give him a hug and tell him to chill out. So that's broadly what the song's about.
Jim Gillitly meets Frank Turner.
We need to have a word. I know, 'cause I remember that you cannot stand above. But Richard Ashcroft had a point. Now I'm old enough to see there's a million different people you will be before you're me. I know I'm not everything that you had hoped and imagined that I. Ceasefire. I'm haunted by a ghost who hides inside my body. Raging, rattling chains. 15-year-old me. He judges my decisions. He scorns what I've become. The hatred that consumes me starts and ends with him. I know I'm not everything that you had hoped and imagined that I would be. But I did my best. And I have seen things that you don't even know that you've never seen. We need to find some common ground. Ceasefire. Then I came to, clutching a paper map, tattered and full of holes, wandering through the ruins of northeast London. And I suspect if somehow I could hold this map up to the sun, I'd somehow find new words written in the back streets and just perhaps if I could stitch together my evenings and my weekends like cells within a film. They tell you the story that you need to hear, that everything that you had hoped and imagined that you. Work out. You find yourself stuck in the ruins of maps that you cannot breathe. So come now, let's make peace between you and me. I can't leave you behind. You're always on my mind.
Ceasefire from Frank Turner there. The tune, Frank, references Richard Ashcroft and The Verve. So you're comfortable with them now?
I appreciate their artistry and wish them well and all that kind of thing. I mean, it's
so
a
the
bit
answer
of a
is
kind
no.
of... yeah, that line's... When The Verve online fan club discover that lyric, I'm going to receive some angry tweets, if Twitter is still a thing, or X or whatever we're calling it these days. But, you know, I was not a Britpop fan, and I was sort of exactly of the age and demographic that I was the target market for Britpop. You know, I was sort of 13 or 14 when the Blur, Country House and Oasis battle was going on, and I just found the whole thing very alienating as a kid. And it happened to coincide with the week that I bought my first Black Flag record. So, you know, there was no chance. But, you know, obviously, as an adult, I have realized that I think that Richard Ashcroft's a great songwriter, and I have changed my opinion. But it's a fun lyric, let's say that.
Well, actually, your next song choice, I suppose, might relate to your song Ceasefire, because I'm looking for a track you like now that would perhaps surprise that 15-year-old Frank Turner.
Yes, indeed, and possibly even older than 15. But essentially, like, I mean, the first thing is that the older you get, the more I think it's just a waste of energy, like, actively disliking bands. Like, you know, if there's a band you don't like, just don't listen to them. Carry on with your life, and the world keeps spinning. But also, like, you know, as I get older, I think that songwriting is something that I care about over and above any sort of genre description. And in recent years, mainly thanks to the taste of my wife, I've become something of a Swiftie, if you can believe it. You know, and I think there's obviously a lot of people who aren't Swifties, which is fine. There's a fair degree of pretty obvious chauvinism going on with that, I think. You know, there's a certain type of angry man who doesn't want to like Taylor Swift. But at the same time, I suspect that there's also probably some angry 15-year-old punks who've decided they don't like Taylor Swift because she's too popular, and that would probably include younger me. But at the end of the day, I went to see the Eros film in the cinema, in fact. She plays a solo version of this song in that, which is an absolute showstopper. So I think that You're On Your Own, Kid by Taylor Swift is just a fantastic piece of songwriting.
Summer went away, still the yearning stays. I play it cool with the best of them. I wait patiently, he's gonna notice me. It's okay, we're the best of friends. Anyway, I hear it in your voice. You're smoking with your boys. I touched my phone as if it's your face. I didn't choose this town. I dream of getting out. There's just one who could make me stay. All my days, from sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes, awaited ages to see you there. I searched the party of better bodies just to learn that you never cared. You're on your own, kid, you always have been. I see the great escape, so long Daisy May. I picked the petals, he loves me. Something different bloomed, writing in my room. I play my songs in the parking lot. I'll run away from sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes. I called a taxi to take me there. I searched the party of better bodies just to learn that my dreams aren't rare. You're on your own, kid. Always have been.
Sweat and tears for this. I hosted parties.
You're on your own, kid. That's Taylor Swift on BFBS The Force of Station, as chosen by Frank Turner. And Taylor Swift's an artist sort of who's changed direction, starting from a country thing, going pop and in all sorts of directions. Now, you first made your name with the band Million Dead, which is more of a sort of punky, hardcore thing, but not that far removed from some of your solo material. Shift towards perhaps folk music, though. Was that reflective of what you'd been listening to?
Yeah, I mean, so because I got into metal first and then punk and then hardcore, and my parents don't listen to anything with drum kits, essentially. So I had this weird moment when I was sort of in my early 20s touring with Million Dead, and I sort of, this is going to sound ridiculous, but it's true, I sort of discovered the Beatles. Do you know what I mean? I was sort of grabbing people and being like, have you heard these guys? They're amazing. The broader sort of canon of popular music since the 50s was all new to me. So, I was sat in the back of the van listening to Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen and Loretta Lynn and that kind of thing. And just, it was, the whole thing was hugely eye-opening for me. So that really changed the kind of music that I wanted to make myself.
I suppose a different discipline from being a solo artist rather than being in a band.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, Million Dead sort of fell apart pretty acrimoniously at the time. And a big part of my decision making about going quote unquote solo was that if it was just me, then nobody could sort of let me down. Do you know what I mean? I'm sort of old enough now to understand that I was probably as much of a prat towards the end of Million Dead as anybody else. But at the time, I felt quite sort of let down. So if it was just me and my guitar, then if anything went wrong, it was my fault. And that felt like a better approach at the time, and still does.
More music now, and I wonder if someone has never heard Frank Turner before, what track would you use to introduce yourself?
I mean, in some ways, I feel like I'm the worst person to ask this question, and I'd love to nominate somebody else to answer it for me. But if you're going to make me pick it, I mean, I'm fortunate enough in my career I'm not one of those artists who just has like one song, do you know what I mean? Like that everybody knows. I have maybe like four or five, which is a healthier place to be in. But if I'm going to pick one, I'm going to pick the song I Still Believe from the album England Keep My Bones from 2011.
Hey, yay, hey, yay, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren. The time is coming near. Come, yay, come, yay, to soulless corporate circus tops. Come, yay, come, yay, to toilet circus. It was rock and roll.
after all. Something so simple, something so small. Who'd have thought? After all, it's rock and roll.
It's BFBS, the Forces Station. Frank Turner there with I Still Believe. This hour, speaking to Frank Turner. His new album is called Undefeated. And Frank, one of the singles from Undefeated is a track called Letters. Now, this relates to a pen pal you lost touch with.
Yes. When I was a kid, I was on a holiday in Cornwall and got chatting to another girl on the campsite who knew much more about punk rock than I did. I was into Nirvana at the time, and she was wearing a Pennywise hoodie, and she schooled me about punk rock, and we stayed in touch. I actually never saw her again in the flesh, but we were pen friends for a few years. And she sent me mixtapes of things like Operation Ivy and Black Flag and the Dead Kennedys and all that kind of thing. And it was hugely influential in my life. And it's been decades since we had any contact, but I sort of stumbled across some of the old letters we sent each other not that long ago, and it really struck me how kind of pure they were in a way. Do you know what I mean? They had a kind of innocence and a sincerity to them that was really kind of moving for me, actually. And it turned, with various twists and turns, it turned into a song.
This is Frank Turner and Letters.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Letters, such beautiful letters. And every time I'd see my name in a handwriting on an envelope, my day would get a bit better. I didn't forget her. How could I ever forget her? But now all that's left on my desk in the dust and neglect is some envelopes empty as ever. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters, and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. You were kind of tied up. God only knows I didn't want to impose, so I just bit my tongue with a stiff lip until it was far too late for me to even contemplate writing again just to ask where you've been. So I guess we just settled on stalemate. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters, and having no. Smuggling through. I'm you tired of making do? I'm tired of muddling through. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters, and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters, but it's a curious.
Gellatley meets Frank Turner.
Letters there from Frank Turner on BFBS, the Forces Station. Frank, did you ever reunite with that pen pal?
Not as yet. I mean, I have sort of, because, not least because I've been talking about our our pen friendship, been sort of vaguely attempting to get back in touch. But I mean, it's been decades and decades, so I've not yet been successful.
It's another song, Frank, that takes us back to your youth. When you were growing up, was music something you always wanted to do as a career?
Yeah, Totally, 100%. I mean, it's been the only thing I wanted to do with my life since I was about 10 years old.
Now, you were on a scholarship at Eton College, which is famous for educating royalty and other high-ranking folk and prime ministers. I'm guessing any careers advisor, or any school really, wouldn't suggest punk rock as a career.
No, it was a difficult time in my life as far as that goes. I mean, I was sent off to a boarding school when I was very young, and it was not something that I wanted. And I felt very isolated and alienated in that environment. And punk rock was kind of my life raft, you know, like I discovered, particularly The Clash, you know, the fact that Joe Strummer had also been to a boarding school was really, really useful for me, should we say, as a kid. You know, it was like, oh, it's possible to survive this. So I kind of largely disengaged from that place and stopped going towards the end, and just sort of jumped the train to London and went to squat shows and the Anarchist Book Fair and stuff like that instead. So I knew where I was headed, let's say.
As you say, you had your own personal struggles with it. Did it in any way make you who you are today?
I mean, I suppose
maybe
so.
From
I mean,
a rebellion point of view.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, like, you know, in terms of me kicking against something, absolutely. You know, it pretty neatly encapsulated lots of things that I don't like in one institution, and sort of went, here we are. And I said, cool, not you guys. So that definitely, I whether or not I would have been into punk otherwise is a weird counterfactual that's almost impossible to answer. But it definitely sent me scurrying in that direction, let's say.
Mental health, something that you've dealt with in your songs and again on this record, but going to go back to one from 2022's FTHC album, song written in tribute to the late Scott Hutchison of Frightened Rabbit, who we sadly lost in 2018. And I know you've been very supportive of Tiny Changes, the mental health charity set up in his memory. Tell you, let's hear the song, A Wave Across a Bay.
I spoke with Scott last night. I was tired, but I wasn't sleeping. And despite what you think, I wasn't drinking. I was just finally ready to listen. And he was there, alright. And though he'd probably kill me just for saying this, given how the both of us are atheists, there it is. There must have been a moment just before you hit the water when you were filled with a sense of peace and understanding. With the wind in your hair and the light in your eyes as you realized you were finally escaping. Somehow in that moment you miraculously miss it like a wave across a bay never breaking. And that's how I like to think of you, ever falling, never landing, rolling slowly out to sea and always smiling. You're always smiling. Goddamn, I miss you, man. It was just weeks before you went that we were speaking. I just wish that you had told me you were leaving before you walked your final mile. I'm not for you, man. But you had something in your soul that we could recognize. You were one of us, but you worked out how you could survive, at least for a while. There must have been a moment just before you hit the water when you were filled with a sense of peace and understanding. With the wind in your hair and the light in your eyes as you realized you were finally escaping. But somehow in that moment you miraculously miss it like a wave across a bay never breaking. And that's how I like to think of you, ever falling, never landing, rolling slowly out to sea and always smiling.
That's Frank Turner, A Wave Across a Bay on BFPS, The Forces Station. Frank, I really can't imagine how it would have been for you doing that song.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's a rough one in its way. And Scott was a dear friend of mine, and his death was a terrible, terrible thing. And the song showed up. This is going to sound a little bit fuzzy. It sort of showed up in a dream kind of thing. I sort of was half awake and thinking about chords, and then having kind of a lucid dream about Scott showing me some chords on a guitar, and the song came together pretty much like that. And I recorded it. I was a bit nervous about it because it's quite intense in its way, and I sent it to Grant, his brother, and who runs the Tiny Changes charity, and he gave it his blessing, which was very important for me. And we actually did a 7-inch single of it as a benefit for the Tiny Changes charity, who do wonderful work. And you know, it's my little tribute to my friend.
Let's hear a track from Scott, one you've actually covered, from Frightened Rabbit's 2008 classic, The Midnight Organ Fight. This is Modern Leper on BFPS, The Forces Station.
Cripple walks amongst you, all you tired human beings. He's got all the things a cripple has not, two working arms and legs. And vital parts fall from his system and dissolve in Scottish rain. Vitally, he doesn't miss him, he's too dumb to care. Is that you in front of me? Coming back for even more, exactly the same. You must be a masochist to love a modern leper on his last leg, on his last leg. Crippled your heart 100 times and still can't work out why. You see, I've got this disease, I can't shake and I'm just rattling through life. Oh well, this is how we do things now, yeah, this is how the modern stay scared. So I cut all the good stuff, yeah, I cut my food.
That's The Modern Leper from Frightened Rabbit. It's Jim Gillitley on BFPS, The Forces Station, with singer-songwriter Frank Turner. And Frank, back to your new record, Undefeated. Do you have a favourite track or one that is particularly important to you?
I'm not supposed to pick favourites because no. It's like being asked to pick your favourite child. I mean, one of the more important songs on the record for me, and one of the songs I'm sort of more happy with, let's say. I'm happy with all of them, but there's a song called Show People that's it's a tribute to just kind of the ragtag international vagabond community of people who are touring people. And that includes musicians, but also crew people as well. And, you know, I love getting to festivals or even just being on a plane and just seeing somebody else who's wearing kind of like black jeans and a black hoodie and they've got a carabiner on their belt. And I'm like, that's my people. So it's a tribute to that. It's almost kind of vaudevillian in its way. You know, those people who make a life on the road, and that's my tribe.
This is BFBS, the first station.
There's pride to take in being a volunteer. It's not gonna be easy, but we're all of us equal. If you give it your all, you can be show people. Can you stand in your head? Can you land on a dime? Can you find a thousand different ways to say the same line? Can you show a crowded room the good and the evil? Do the same when it's empty, you can be show people. Can you sleep where you're sitting? Make a pillow from your shoes. Fix an engine with duct tape, use a string for a fuse. Can you fly like Icarus, land like Evel Knievel? We'll show you how it's done. We are show people. They call us traveling players, fools and troubadours. We did turns for the king, and they still let me guess that you were scorned for just being yourself. And you knew in your heart that you had something to say. And you were willing to work at it through the nights and through the days. All the skills you knew you'd need say exactly what you mean. They weren't perfect when you started, but you were hungry and you were lean. To be the truest version of yourself, pass through the eye of the needle.
Step right up and show 'em what you got. You'll probably be disappointed, you'll often be broke, but at airports and at parties, you're gonna smell your own. You're more likely to be John Otway than the Beatles, but Otway's still on tour. Hats off to the show people.
Jim Gellatley meets Frank Turner.
Well, the screen door slams, Mary's dress sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison is singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, I want you only. Don't tell me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. So don't you run back inside, darling, 'cause you know just what I'm here for. And you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we're not that young anymore. Well, show a little faith, 'cause there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, hey, alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. Now you can hide beneath the covers and study pain. Make crosses from your lovers and throw roses in the rain. You can waste your summers praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Oh, and I'm no hero, and that's understood. Oh, the redemption I can offer goes beneath this dirty hood. We got a chance to make it good somehow. Well, what else can we do now except roll down the window and let the wind blow back our hair? This night's busted open and these two lanes can take us anywhere. We've got one last chance to make it real, to trade in these wings on some wheels. Climbing back, darling, now heaven is waiting down on the tracks. So oh, come take my hand, we're riding out tonight to chase the promised land. Oh, Thunder Road, oh, Thunder Road, oh, Thunder Road. Well, it's lying out there like a killer in the sun, and I know that it's late, but we could make it if we run. Oh, Thunder Road, sit tight, take on Thunder Road. Well, I got this guitar and I learned how to make it tall, and my car's out back if you're ready to take that long, long walk from your front porch to my front seat. The door's open but the ride ain't free. And I know you're lonely, things that I haven't spoken, but tonight we'll be free. All the promises will be broken. There were ghosts in the eyes of all the boys that you sent away. They haunt these dusty beach roads, and the skeleton frames of burned out Chevrolets. And they scream your name at night in the street. The graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. And in the lonely cold before dawn, you hear the engines roaring on. But when you get to the porch, they're gone on the wind. Merry climbing. This is a town full of losers, and we're pulling out of here to win.
Frank Turner with his version of the Bruce Springsteen classic Thunder Road. Before that, from the new album Undefeated, it was Show People. Frank, you're obviously a massive music fan, so let's reflect on that with your next song choice. Sure. Something recent maybe from a new or emerging act that's exciting to you?
Yeah, definitely. Well, so I my lockdown project was to learn how to become a producer of other people's records. I actually produced my new album myself, but I've been working with other bands. And one of the bands I've been working with is a band called The Meffs from Colchester. I did their first album in 2021. I have just finished their second album. And the first single from it is a song called Clowns. And it's a barnstorming punk rock song. And they're just an incredible band.
And I touch water and I
As produced by Frank Turner, that is Clowns from the Meffs. Frank, you mentioned that you produced Undefeated yourself. How comfortable were you slipping to that role? Were the Meffs the guinea pigs?
one of the guinea pigs, let's say. I mean, it's worth saying that a big influence on the new record was working with a lot of kind of younger, newer bands who are just so excited to be in the studio. And it really sort of, and as an older musician, it knocks you out of your kind of like, you know, just sort of being in a fog of being like, oh, I've done this a million times. You know, if you work with a younger band, it puts the joy and the excitement back into it. Working as my own producer, the idea sort of cropped up and I was a bit kind of like, have I finally lost my mind about it? But actually, you know, it was, once we got in the studio and started working, it was a seamless process and it was really, really easy and fun.
I suppose writing the songs, you'll always have an idea of how you want an album to sound, but did that put more pressure on you?
Yeah, to a degree, but I guess the thing is we did tons of preparation work. I wrote the songs, I took them to the Sleeping Souls, and we worked up the arrangements over a couple of months in our rehearsal room. And by time we actually got to the studio, I knew exactly how the record was supposed to sound. So it was really just a case of capturing something that sort of already existed in my mind. And because my band are fantastic in every way, it was a painless process.
Frank, thanks so much for chatting to us on BFBS. Is there a message you'd like to pass on to those serving in the armed forces before we hear the final track?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, so my younger sister is in the Royal Logistics Corps. And, you know, growing up as a punk and sort of being a little bit kind of like not into that world, should we say, it sort of turned my head a little bit having a family member, because she's somebody who, in a way that I completely admire, is powered by a sense of duty, you know, and her aim is to help people. And she does a fantastic job with it. So I would say thank you for your service.
Now, we started off with the opening track on the new album, so it makes sense to round it off with the final one, and indeed the title track. Tell me about Undefeated.
Yes. This song took forever to get right as a writer, and I have a piano. I have my mum's old piano in my front room, and I had a notepad on the piano, and it took months and months of just pulling words one by one out of my brain because I wanted it to say exactly what I mean. I mean, that's true of any song to a degree, but like it was really important for me to get this one right. I wrote it on the piano. I took it to my band. We worked it up. My keys player, Matt, wrote this phenomenal orchestral arrangement. He's a massive James Bond fan. And I said to him, can you make the end of it sound like a Bond theme tune? And he looked at me and he said, I thought you'd never ask. And he went to town. And, you know, it rounds off what the record's about. It's nice to top and tail with Do One Undefeated. And here it is.
Frank Turner, Undefeated on BFBS.
Surfing the ripples of pride and remorse, the glory's fading, the kids are all gone. Hard to believe the memories are yours, and wondering if you still belong. When it feels like the work was for nothing, and you're wrecked and in retreat, survival adds up to something. Independent, undefeated. Pretending that the arrows don't hurt, and there are days when I just wanna go home. How reassuring, it could have gone worse, could have been a contender, should have known. The last one standing of the ones who came first, where the hell did all rest of them go? When it feels like the work was for nothing,
find you wrecked and in retreat. Survival adds up to something independent, undefeated. Grateful that you got this far.
The UK. This is BFBS. The Forces Station.